With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A federal jury orders Rudy Giuliani Friday to pay a pair of Georgia election workers that he repeatedly and falsely accused of fraud $148 million in damages. Despite the judgment, the former mayor of New York City and lawyer for former President Trump still believes there was election fraud.
You're a liar, Rudy. You're going to die in prison.
I know that my country had a president imposed on it by fraud.
The eight-person jury awarded Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandrea Moss, the sum after a four-day trial during which they testified Giuliani's lies in support of former President Trump's stolen election claims subjected them to a torrent of racist and violent threats and turned their lives upside down. Also at SRNNews.com, the Republican-led House approves a resolution demanding the resignation of the presidents of two of the most prodigious colleges in America.
The demand came in the wake of a hearing where lawmakers grilled the presidents of MIT, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, and NYU over anti-Semitism in their respective campuses. Students from some of those institutions joined Republican lawmakers to share their gut-wrenching experiences with anti-Semitism. The students accused the university presidents of doing nothing to combat the problem. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the Republican from New York, one of the co-sponsors of the resolution, described the passage of the measure as a, quote, historic bipartisan effort. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Israeli troops mistakenly shot three hostages to death in a battle-torn neighborhood of Gaza City. Army Chief Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the soldiers mistakenly identified the three Israelis as a threat and opened fire on them. This is SRN News. The dance world dealing with transgenderism.
A boy who is living as a girl has finished first in an Irish step dancing competition in Texas, making him eligible to compete against females in international championships. The boy had previously performed as a male in other Irish dancing competitions. Many parents have been complaining about the presence of a boy in competitions strictly limited to girls. No word on what the governing bodies of the shows will decide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawyers for a spiritual advisor to an Alabama inmate scheduled to be executed filed suit, arguing restrictions on how close the advisor can get to the inmate in the death chamber are hostile to religion. The pastor says he was asked to sign a form agreeing to stay 3 feet away from the inmate's gas mask for safety reasons. The man's execution would be through the nation's first using nitrogen gas administered through a mask placed over his nose and mouth. SRN News. A decision made on a California nuclear facility.
Energy regulators in the state have voted to allow the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant to operate for an additional 5 years, despite calls from environmental groups to shut it down. The state's last functioning nuclear power facility will run through 2030 instead of closing in 2025 as previously agreed. The plant's twin reactors, located midway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, supply up to 9% of the state's electricity. Opponents call the plant unsafe, unnecessary, and a waste of billions of dollars. John Scott reporting.
Mexico's health department ordered the temporary closure of a melon packing plant implicated in salmonella infections that killed 5 people in Canada and 3 in the U.S. The department did not name the company involved, but the Public Health Agency of Canada linked the outbreak to Malachita and Rudy brand cantaloupes. More at SRNNews.com.